How popular is the idea of a constitutional amendment defining marriage as a union between a man and a woman, that is, a constitutional ban on same-sex marriage? How big a campaign issue might this prove next year? Well, if you judge from two recent polls, you might come away with two very different answers about public opinion. So we have some questions about those answers for people who worked on each of the surveys, and also questions about this issue in general. First, Kathy Frankovic of CBS, who directed the New York Times CBS News poll that was published yesterday. Kathy Frankovic, the Times CBS poll asked, do you favor a constitutional amendment allowing marriage only between a man and a woman? Who'd you ask, when, how many people, and what did they tell you?
Well, first of all, it was a CBS News New York Times poll. I do work for CBS News. This poll was conducted in the days prior to the capture of Saddam Hussein. We interviewed 1,057 adults, and we asked them the following question. Would you favor or oppose an amendment to the U.S. Constitution that would allow marriage only between a man and a woman? And the answers we got were 55% saying they would favor it, 40% saying that they would oppose it.
Well, now we're going to turn to Adam Clymer of the University of Pennsylvania's Annenberg Center, who works on the National Annenberg Election Survey Poll. And Adam Clymer, you asked, do you favor or oppose the federal government adopting an amendment banning gay marriage? Who'd you ask, when, how many of them, and what'd they tell you?
Well, we ask about 200 people every night and have since October, and we'll keep on doing it. But in the same 5 days that Kathy's poll asked their people, we asked 1,036. About the same number. And we got 40% in favor of an amendment and 52% against, which is more or less what we have been getting whenever we've checked the numbers in the last couple of months.
Well, let me just ask you, before we proceed to a broader discussion of this and other questions, it seems like an enormous gap, 15%, between how many people supposedly favor such a constitutional amendment. Is there something in either the wording of the question that I don't see that's greatly different, or the sequence of questions?
There are two big differences in the two surveys. Number one, Adam's poll is asking people if they favor an amendment to ban something. That's not a word that we've historically used when we ask about constitutional amendments. We usually talk about outlawing, just because it sounds clearer on the telephone. Our question was asking whether you favored or opposed an amendment that would allow marriage only between a man and a woman, which is, I think, a different question. And there's probably something else at work here. I understand that in the Annenberg survey, the question comes fairly early, so it's sort of out there, top of mind. In our survey, it comes after a series of questions that kind of raise this issue. So maybe it's more like the context of a political campaign.
Adam Clymer, what do you think about that?
Well, I think the context of any political discussion will be an amendment to ban this marriage system, which a lot of people find offensive. And as to the context question, that works both ways. I have no doubt that the answers you get could be the sort of thing you'd get if the questions are discussed in the way that you set up the previous questions. On the other hand, they could also predispose people who have given some generally negative toward homosexual answers to the other questions to pile on.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I think it's important to talk about this issue not in the context of a single question. I think it's important to talk about this as if it's going to be an issue in the 2004 campaign, in the context of intensity of opinion, in the context of overall reaction to political events, and I think it needs to be sort of put in context of what affects the way people think about gay marriage.
One very striking thing, Kathy Frankovic, about the CBS New York Times poll.
Thank you.
Is that if you look at how voters who are under 30 regard these questions and people who are over 65, we're talking about two different countries on this question.
We have two different countries on a number of things, not just age. There are differences between men and women on the whole question of homosexuality, and have been for a very long time. There are differences between people who live in big cities and people who live in rural areas, but there are other things that are even more important. One is education. Another one is...
How does education figure in the poll?
The more educated you are, the more tolerant you are. Whether you know someone who is gay or lesbian, that has an impact. And another thing that has a really big impact is how you feel about the notion of homosexuality. Is this something that cannot be changed about a person, or is this something that a person chooses to be? The country is divided almost in half on that.
And does the Annenberg poll find much the same, Madam Clymer?
Yes. Certainly the question of whether you know someone, well, I guess it's really whether you know that someone you know is gay or lesbian has a big difference, and all the age and religiosity dimensions that Kathy described show up in our data as well.
Adam Clymer of the National Annenberg Election Survey and Kathy Frankovic, she directed the CBS News New York Times poll that was published yesterday.